Sometimes the hardest truth to face is not that something might fail, but that we might discover it was never going to work in the first place. In those moments, we don't want to know. We sense that real feedback could puncture the story we've been telling ourselves and the fantasy version of our initiative. The clean, exciting, inevitable success feels safer than reality. So instead of testing the idea, we protect it. We keep it wrapped in possibility, untouched by evidence. We linger in the ideation stage not because we lack creativity, but because we fear what real-world contact might reveal. This hesitation is easy to rationalize. We tell ourselves we're being responsible. We just need a few more tweaks. We're not quite ready yet. We should refine the messaging. We need a stronger plan before we launch. These statements sound wise and strategic, but they can quietly become a form of avoidance. The mind becomes skilled at turning fear into productivity. We can spend weeks perfecting a pitch deck, polishing a brand identity, or adjusting a product feature, all while never doing the one thing that matters most: putting the idea into the world where it can be tested. Part of the reason we delay is that we care. Most initiatives begin with hope, excitement, and vision. They represent not only what we want to build, but who we want to be. When we imagine a new venture working, we're also imagining ourselves as capable, admired, and successful. That emotional investment makes uncertainty feel personal. If the market rejects the idea, it can feel like the world is rejecting us. So we delay exposure. We don't want to know because knowing would force a decision: either push through failure, pivot into something new, or let the dream go. There is also a deeper comfort in the distorted version of reality. When an idea is still untested, it can remain perfect in our minds. It can always be one breakthrough away. It can always be misunderstood rather than flawed. That's why it feels easier to stay in planning than to move into execution. Execution introduces friction: messy customers, inconvenient constraints, and feedback that doesn't match our hopes. The fantasy is smooth. Reality has sharp edges. We often claim that we're waiting so the market can genuinely experience our vision. We want to put our best foot forward to launch at the right time, with the right features and the right message. But this desire for a perfect first impression can be another disguise for perfectionism. We treat the first attempt as if it must define the entire future of the venture. We believe that if we launch imperfectly, the whole thing is doomed. In truth, most meaningful projects grow through imperfect starts. They become real through iteration, not certainty. The irony is that the sooner we step into reality, the sooner we can improve. Testing does not destroy vision, it clarifies it. Action gives us data, and data gives us choices. If something doesn't work, we can revise. If something works unexpectedly well, we can build on it. Facing the truth doesn't mean abandoning hope. It means upgrading hope into something durable. In the end, we don't want to know is understandable, but it's costly. The longer we stay in fantasy, the more time we lose. Courage is not the absence of doubt. It is the willingness to meet reality anyway, and to let reality shape our next best step,